okay, the stupidest thing I've ever seen a woman cry over.
Yep.
I'm in the Navy. I'm on a fucking submarine. It was her birthday, and I said, listen, sweetie, I'm going to be underway for the next, you know, I'm going to be 800 feet under fucking water for the next 24 hours. I know it's your birthday. I'll call you the next day after, I promise, because it's just a short little, you know, skip. Don't worry about it. So it happens. I call her the next day. She answers the phone fucking crying and says, sweetie, you should have made it happen.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly, come on.
Change reality for her.
What's up, Dick?
What's wrong with you?
Is James from Louisiana again. Stupidest thing I've seen a woman ever cry over. Well, my dad went pussy crazy, so he decided to divorce my mom and went with this other whore who's already had a divorce from adultery. So,
oh Jesus!
She has this little bitch daughter who has bipolar, and she has a crack in her head, so she looks like the fucking Liberty Bell. So, well, the daughter, her name was Kimberly, and so I asked if I could put my iPod into her radio so I could listen to it better since I had no earphones for it. She started to fucking cry because I asked that, and she is older than me. I thought that was kind of fucking retarded, and I got out of her room. Then she accused me of tossing her radio down like a fucking bitch. You know, keep up the good work. Love the videos. You know, Dr. Phil's a faggot.
I want to adopt that kid.
The time I saw a woman cry because she couldn't install her printer.
Email me, kid.
On her Windows XP-based computer.
I will adopt you.
I found that when I plugged the printer in and turned it on, Windows had the driver built in.
You are the best. Keep being the best. And, you know, women should cry over you.
I've seen a woman cry about buying the wrong nail polish. She meant to buy red, but she bought, like, a maroon.
Me almost getting her pregnant, and she cried about it. She's a bitch. But it was her fault because she told me not to wear a condom.
No, that's your fault.
Hey, Dick, this is Mike. First off, I just want to tell you that I love what you're doing. I think you're great.
That's your fault, dude.
I'm listening to your clips every morning before I go about my day.
Unless you're willing to slip a few chemical abortives into some broad's
morning Starbucks. The only thing I've seen a woman cry over was my ex-girlfriend cried because I told her while we were together, I told her that
she wants a free ride.
I'd break up with her if she gained 20 pounds.
GG, man, yeah. I'm sending my paycheck to you next week. But all I got to say that a girl tonight, me and my buds were hanging out, and she's crying over it because my friend wouldn't give her the meat. You know what I'm saying? You're freaking crying over some freaking sausage, Italian sausage, that is, you know?
That's always
Watch
why they
that,
cry.
Mom.
They want the sausage.
Why not? Fucking
no matter what
Jehovah
flavor it is.
Came to the door. She, like, couldn't understand the fact of what Jehovah's Witness was. And, like, she started crying, so I kicked them out.
Spilling water on the floor. In the house.
Hi, I'm actually an 18-year-old, and I'm a girl, obviously, or a woman. And is it bad that I agree with you? I read your book today, and I liked it.
Not at all, sweetheart.
And, okay.
Have you noticed that the girls who agree with me sound a lot hotter than the other ones, a lot calmer? A lot more fun to be around. Hey everybody, this is Dick Masterson, author of Men Are Better Than Women, the book. Go buy it. Today's topic is the stupidest thing a woman's cried about, because women will cry about anything.
Hi, Dick.
For
I'm
attention.
Going to keep this short and simple. I bought your book, and I fucking love it, honestly. It speaks nothing but the truth, and these women just hate on you because they want to fuck you, plain and simple.
There's another supporter who sounds
hot. Oh my God, are you serious? You're so stubborn. I'm just calling you, and, like, I've read all this crap. I know you're going to think, oh, I'm just some weird little kid, but still, you're like retarded.
Nah, you got a long
sense.
Way to go, kid.
The stupidest thing I've ever seen a woman cry over, Dick, was I was arguing in class about how prostitution should be legalized.
It should be.
And she called me a heartless bastard and said that I think that women are just possessions.
Because they can choose
and,
to sell sex.
That's the stupidest thing I've seen a woman cry over. Mm. And she continued on to then start to cry about abortion. I thought that was just hilarious.
Imagine what a nightmare
that
girl's mother
is. Hey, Dick, this is Matthew Stanley from Nashville, Tennessee.
How you doing, Matthew?
And I got a promotion at work, and this woman cried because she thought she deserved a promotion over me.
Like a fucking
five-year-old.
Hey, Dick,
this is Drew from Toronto. A little bit off topic from your question, but I can't help but notice how many women are calling in and calling you gay.
Yep.
This is a little bit offensive to me because I'm gay. You know, it really speaks volumes when you use all these things to insult women, but the best they can come up with as a rebuttal is, you got a tiny penis, or you must like sucking dick.
Yeah.
Secondly, I have gotten so much better blowjobs from men than I have from women. Men are even better at sucking dick than women.
That settles it.
That's all
I
gotta say. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks
keep up
for the
work.
Call, dude. That
My friend's
it.
Wife started crying because we weren't at the dinner table when the food was ready.
Hey, Dick, I bet you cry every night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck you.
Well, I saw a woman cry because no one would hug her. They wanted to shake her hand. She thought it was because everybody thought she smelled bad.
Did she?
I think you're a fucking asshole, but you kind of got a point.
Oh, thanks,
I've seen a woman cry over the fact that you've got a small dick. Punk ass bitch.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, Dick, so I saw this one woman the other day in the supermarket, and she dropped a can of beans on the ground, and instead of just replacing the beans with another can of beans, she stopped in the middle of the car, called her husband, and sobbed on the phone for 10 minutes. I'm an employee of this supermarket, and I'm sitting there trying to clean the beans up, and I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. In the fucking way. I'm trying to clean up the fucking mess.
A more concise description of gender relations has never been said.
Stupid thing I've ever seen a woman cry about.
Get out of the way. I'm trying to clean up a fucking mess.
I was jacking off, and I cum shot in my girl's eye, and she started fucking crying because it burned.
Nah, you didn't do that.
All right. See, stupidest thing I ever heard is you bitching about women. You probably never gotten pussy in your life, bitch. That's what I'm talking about. You don't know bitches like I know my bitches. All right, I'm getting head right now, fool. What the fuck you want, bitch?
Yes, hi, Dick. My name's Andre. I
Good
live
for
in
you.
Los Angeles. And
how you doing, Andre?
I just think that you are just great.
Thanks.
You're a manly man, and what you say is just pure gold. Before I get
well,
to
those
the topic,
two are one in the same.
I just want to tell you, how do you stop women from being whores?
You don't.
Or how do you prevent
Why would you want to?
From being bitches.
Well, that's a problem.
It's not that I want to please a woman, it's just I want her to know her place. How do you get them into place?
Read my book. Or Cesar Millan's.
I don't know about hitting a woman, but I definitely will think about it. I will consider
that. Well, don't do that. Not because it's wrong, just because it's not going to work. You hit a woman, she's just going to keep doing what she's doing, because hitting is still attention, and women like all attention. And speaking of attention, just withhold it. Women crave it. They'll do anything. If you dangle attention in front of their noses like a carrot in front of a donkey, if she wants a fight, don't give it to her. If she wants you to call her, don't give it to her. It's that
How
simple.
How about the size of your penis, loser?
Stay away from women like that.
Hey, Dick, it's John and my sister Samantha.
Withhold attention.
Well, we don't know this woman.
Women will fall in line real quick.
But we've heard a very tragic story. You know,
and
this
obviously
woman
start
very
listening
well.
To Tom Likas.
It's a story about
the man's
how she cries every night and still does.
Who is this woman, you ask?
It's my mother,
Your
isn't
mother.
It?
She cries every night because she gave birth to you.
Good one.
What a disgrace you are to the human race. Oh, and on another note, I listen to this. Mental anxiety. Mental breakdown. Mental crap. Menopause.
What was that third one?
Did you ever notice how all of a woman's problems begin with men?
Is this a
and
Gallagher
also,
routine?
On another note, what did a woman ever do to you? Like, I think
oh, plenty.
Still a virgin. Like, seriously, what plenty. Wrong with what?
Whatever I want, that's what a woman did to me.
Gay? Did a girl hurt you so bad to gay and you hate women now?
That's offensive to
what
gay people.
What is wrong with you, you poor, poor, sick boy?
Now, see, a girl like this, you withhold attention from her, and she'll fall into place real quick. You don't want women to stop being whores, because that's what they are. You're asking them to be something they're not. Women are whores. What they have to offer is sex, and the only way they can get anything in life is by trading that sex for things like money.
I know I'm breaking the rules by calling, but I figured you wouldn't mind hearing from one of your very own classy broads.
Oh, I always have time
for
you
ladies.
I hope
you know who this is by now. If not, perhaps the pair of tits at the top of your page will help.
Yeah.
I had this whole thing that I was going to tell you about me supporting the site and how much I loved your book and everything like that, and then you throw us with a question.
We appreciate it.
Got me thinking. I work in collections, so I have to hear people bitch and moan all the time about how they can't pay their bill. So this woman calls in, and she's crying because she never opened up this account, some phone bill, and I'm kind of laughing, well, not on the phone to her, but on mute. And it's clear, I guess, it's fraud, but I find it hilarious that someone would actually steal a woman's identity, because who wants to be a woman? That's
Men are better than women.com. See ya.